Alliance has never been stronger. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. President Biden referring to relations between the U.S. and South Korea. It's day two of his trip to Asia, where concern over North Korea is mounting. The two countries are considering expanding joint military exercises to counter the threat posed by the North's nuclear program.
With regard to whether I would meet with the leader of North Korea, that would be depend on whether he was sincere and whether it was serious.
Earlier today, the president laid a wreath at a cemetery in Seoul to honor veterans of the Korean War. The White House had been hoping that a public health order would be lifted on Monday at our southern border, but a federal judge is keeping it in place for now.
A judge is not satisfied with their post-Title 42 plan. And so in this ruling, part of it says the record supports the plaintiff state's position that the termination order will result in increased border crossings and that, based on the government's estimates, the increase may be as high as threefold. That could crush border towns with limited resources.
Fox says Peter Ducey, the Department of Justice, is appealing. A small community in northern Michigan is largely without power after a tornado tore through. Officials say one person was killed in Gaylord yesterday. More than 40 others were hurt. Some homes and businesses are heavily damaged. Desperately needed baby formula is on its way to the U.S. from Europe. Military aircraft are transporting hundreds of pallets of hypoallergenic formula. Many parents across the country have been struggling to feed their babies amid a deepening shortage. Another delivery is expected to arrive in the coming days. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A prominent member of the Catholic Church has taken action against the Speaker of the House.
The Archbishop of San Francisco is barring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from receiving communion over her support of abortion rights, which conflicts with the Catholic Church's position that life begins at conception and must be guarded. The Archbishop says the California Congresswoman failed to comply with his proposals in a letter last month to either publicly repudiate her position or refrain from referring to her Catholic faith in public and receiving communion. Pope Francis has urged bishops to be pastors, not politicians. Pelosi calls herself a devout Catholic and has said she believes God has given us a free will to honor our responsibilities. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Last year, during a trip to Italy, President Biden said he was told by Pope Francis that he was a good Catholic and should continue receiving communion. A statewide recount is likely in Pennsylvania, where the contest for an open U.S. Senate seat is too close to call. As of yesterday afternoon, Republican Mehmet Oz was leading David McCormick by just over 1,000 votes. If a recount is triggered, the results of the race may not be known until early June. Both campaigns have hired lawyers based in Washington, D.C. Former President Trump had thrown his support behind Dr. Oz. Another test for the former president happens Tuesday in Georgia. That's when Republican Governor Brian Kemp goes head-to-head with former U.S. Senator David Perdue in the state's gubernatorial primary.
Kemp, who is in his first term right now, has faced multiple repeated attacks from former President Trump, all because of the 2020 election. Kemp says he had no choice but to certify the results for President Biden. But ever since then, Trump has been vowing revenge.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Plainville, Georgia. Recent polls have Kemp in the lead. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.